Greetings, anime and gaming enthusiasts. Welcome to the highly anticipated second season of Ara Ara, where we're here to take your love for anime and gaming to the next level. With a brand new season comes new exciting content, and we have an amazing lineup of topics and guests that will keep you on the edge of your seats. From in-depth analysis of your favorite anime to exclusive behind-the-scenes interviews with renowned game developers, we have everything you need to stay up to date with the latest trends in the world of anime and gaming. So buckle up and get ready for a wild ride as we kick off our second season with a bang. It's going to be a thrilling journey, and we can't wait to share it with you. So let's get started.
Wow, Amy. That's such a mouthful.
Yeah, that was a mouthful. So that was an AI-generated intro. Yeah, what did you guys think? That was not the usual
Not the usual introduction that we do, Amy.
No. That is actually really long for an intro, huh?
Yeah.
I just realized I said that we have, like, game developers and stuff for... Who do we have? No one.
No one yet.
No one yet.
But let's see.
Yeah. So, guys, welcome to basically the second season of Ara Ara, like I said at the intro, really. But yeah, I know we've been like inactive for like a really long time. So this has been a second episode after what? Like how many months? 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months. More than actually.
More than that.
I think the last episode that we did was back in July 2022. So, wow.
Yeah.
Actually, just recently celebrated our first anniversary.
Yay!
Which, this is the reason why we have the second season.
Exactly. Just keep it like anime related, right? Like it's the second season. It's like we're a show.
Well, technically we are, so.
We are a show, yeah.
Let's pretend we are.
Let's talk updates. As you can see, Arianne is not with us or hasn't actually been with us for quite a while. So Arianne will no longer be with the Ara Ara podcast. Just a lot of personal reasons. But hopefully in the future, you know, she can still be a guest on, at least like a frequent guest for the podcast. So yeah, but that's one of the major changes that we are making. And what else, Vivs?
Life updates. So that's the reason why we couldn't record for a few months, because Amy and I recently changed our jobs and life happened. So
life is still happening. I'm honestly still trying to survive here. It's been a little too long. Like I see your comments and I'm like, oh my god, people are like, where is the next episode? Hello. I'm like, okay. At this point
you have to finish what you started, Amy.
No, but it's because of comments like that. It's really pushed us right now, even if things are a little tough, still try to push through. So thank you guys for all your support so far. Yeah, it's been a year since we've started. So thank you. Thank you all so much.
And aside from that, actually, after the time that we stopped recording episodes, I was still doing live streaming on our page. But there was a point that I had to stop because, again, as we've mentioned, life happened. And I really appreciate the messages that I got after I stopped streaming, because people are like, when are you going to stream again? We want to see you play video games again. And it's really just something that you need to push you back into whatever you were doing before. And I really appreciate the comments that you are getting as well, Amy, on your reviews. That's why you have to continue watching. Who's that kid? I forgot. Not Kotaro. Okay. You finished Kotaro way before.
Yeah. At least I finished one show. Yeah. So I was watching that and I was watching 86, and I'm planning on watching like another show because it was also requested in the comments. So I need to get back to that.
But now I have a question, Amy. What have you been up to this past 6 months aside from not doing Ara Ara?
Actually, my previous job was related to basically working with famous people, and then I ended up working with another famous person, and I had to put my life in hold. And currently, I am looking for a job, probably looking to work for another famous person. That's what I've been doing for the last 6 months. Basically, it was, like Viv said earlier, I got a new job, and then that kept me really busy for a long while, and I currently do not work with said famous person anymore. Well, I'm trying to just figure things out right now. My friends and I started this agency. We're getting, mostly like I'm just trying to get freelance clients for now, but we'll see how things goes. Yeah, that's just how it is. But that's been me so far. Like there's nothing else beyond the scope of working that I've done. Nothing, I don't think I've done anything spectacular, but that's, yeah, mostly why. Yeah, what about you, Pips?
I mean, aside from losing my job as well, I mean, that's, I think, very common in Dubai. So don't be shocked whenever you hear us say that, because it's really quite common here. I'm sorry.
Right? Like, we didn't lose our jobs, we resigned, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's another way of putting it. No. Kidding aside, yes, we did resign. But the thing is, I was feeling a bit down, actually, when we stopped recording episodes for Ara Ara. That's why I started being active with streaming, even though I was doing that while we were still doing Ara Ara. And there was a point that I also couldn't manage streaming, just because my new work is kind of difficult when it comes to not necessarily work schedule, but more of the workload. And I wanted to focus on that for quite some time. So that's what happened. But on top of that, I've been a part of another podcast.
Yeah.
Which is recording every Sunday. Well, technically, it's not a podcast. It's more of a show. And it's a live show every Sunday that I attend to. So if you guys are into topics, anything under the sun, like literally we discuss anything and everything there, but it's in Filipino, you might as well go and check our Facebook page, The Game Silog Show. So the show is always Sunday, 6 p.m. in the Philippine Manila time. So that's going to be 2 p.m. Dubai time. So yeah, do check it out, guys.
Yes. So what have you learned so far since the time span of stopping and starting?
How much I miss recording. That's the first thing I learned. So we had this routine of recording episodes, or actually releasing episodes bi-weekly. And then the weeks in between of that, I was doing streaming. So I kind of miss the busy production life. If you can call it production.
Yeah.
No, how about you, Amy?
No, pretty much the same. You know, like I sort of mentioned, I'm always the behind the scenes person behind famous people. And like Ara Ara as a project, it's sort of like a different take on what I can do. Instead of being behind the scenes, it's in the front of the scenes. And I love what I do for work, but this has always been like a really good outlet. So pretty much the same. Like, I realized that I really miss recording, and it's something that has always like gave me a sense of relief. Even when like things were tough, at least we were recording and there was a bank of episodes. That's what I miss. Having a bank of episodes as well that kept us going even when there was like a little hiccup. But yeah, the bank of episodes were over. So yeah, I miss banking episodes, shooting and all that stuff. But yeah, pretty much.
Maybe you're revealing our stuff to them.
I mean, why did we stop? Obviously, there was a bank that we were posting. But yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, that's what happened. Whenever I think about it now, we're the same, Amy. We're always the behind-the-scenes person, but you're more into the production life more than me, I guess. Because I'm into the corporate side of life, so...
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Creatives and corporate, like, because like I am applying for jobs right now, right? And that's also a lot of the questions that come up for me. Oh, you worked in creatives, how are you going to apply this to corporate? As if it's so different. But like, even in corporate, you need to be creative. You can't just, like, I know it's a 9-to-5 job, but at the end of the day, you always have to put that creativity in. And now I just want to relate that to our topic, which is AI, and how that affects our creativity and the future of content and creation. So that's where I want to go. What do you think of AI-generated content? Like the intro that we did a while ago.
honestly, it's kind of hard to answer that question if you think about it, because in the first place, are you able to distinguish what is AI-generated from what's not?
I guess it would depend. From my understanding of like using AI, it's still dependent on what you put. Right? It's not coming out of nowhere. Let's say I say, I don't know, give me a script of, let's say, give me an anime script. It's going to come up with a lot of things that it's scoured over the internet based on data that has been put in. But that would make it a bit soulless because it's a whole mess, a whole chunk of things being put together. But if you cater your input and you curate it in a way where it's very specified. Give me an anime script that is related to Star Wars where Jar Jar Binks is the main character and he is stuck. And you know what? Like, if you're very specific, it can come up with something good. And then maybe from there, a person can edit their way around things where it doesn't look like it's just a soulless sort of like, oh, I know AI from not. Because once something is perfected, you probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. And good thing that you did mention that, because I wanted to highlight that the intro that we made earlier, as you've mentioned, it's AI generated, but it was not edited. We just read it as it is, or you just read it as it is, right? Like we didn't try to personalize it. And that's what I wanted to mention as well, that AI generated content can still sound robotic or, as you've mentioned, soulless. It doesn't have a personality.
Yes.
You know, unless maybe you input that into the prompt, which, what prompt did you use, by the way?
What? What did I put? I put, give me an opening introduction to my anime and gaming YouTube podcast. Literally just that. Nothing specific, whatever it was.
description and stuff. It gave us the very generic introduction that was a mouthful. But if you were to edit that prompt, or if you were to edit that introduction answer, how will it sound like?
Why don't we try that right now? Let's put like specifics. So I think you can go ahead and put that. So we are using ChatGPT, guys.
Let me input that into ChatGPT. Give me an opening introduction to my anime and gaming YouTube podcast.
But let's be more specific, right?
Okay.
So let's say...
Wait! Oh, but this is good. I like the content, but we have to edit it, obviously.
Yeah.
So what ChatGPT gave us is, hello and welcome to our anime and gaming podcast. This is the place where we explore the fascinating worlds of anime and video games and discuss everything from the latest releases to the classics that have stood the test of time. Join us as we delve into the exciting stories, characters, and gameplay mechanics that make these mediums so captivating. Whether you're a seasoned fan or a curious newcomer, there's always something new to discover in the world of anime and gaming, and we're here to guide you through it all. So sit back, relax, and prepare to embark on a journey filled with thrilling adventures, epic battles, and unforgettable moments. This is your ultimate destination for all things anime and gaming, and we're thrilled to have you along for the ride. What do you think, Amy?
That was actually better than what ChatGPT gave me. What? That's interesting. Like,
actually, I would be able to use the first part, and actually, this is the gist of Ara Ara anyway. Like, whether you're a seasoned fan or a curious newcomer, this is for you. This is something that you can enjoy, you know? You don't have to be, like, a high-level weeb to understand what we're talking about. So, yeah, I like this introduction. Although, obviously, as we mentioned, we have to edit a few parts of it. So, what would you change, Amy, on the introduction?
Well, I would make it a lot shorter because you just want to give a greeting, like, hey, guys, what's up? You know, add some personality. For example, let's take Mr. Beast video, for example, right? You would, he starts his video like, this is the biggest, you know what I mean? Like, YouTubers have their own personality that they put in and they start it in a specific kind of way. So, I would change it probably just putting a little bit more of my personality, like, hey guys, you know, like our typical sort of introductions, make it a lot shorter. People don't want to hear like a whole chunk of we started, let's start. You know, it's been like 3 minutes, you're still introducing something we already know, right? Usually introductions are short, sweet, and like, let's get started. That's something I would change. Definitely.
But now I have a question. Would you use AI for you personally?
Look, I think, especially now, if you're working in social media, it is a tool that you can use to help you, but it doesn't do everything for you, right? For example, I had a meeting with a potential client. He works in real estate. It was for business, and he wanted to sort of get into the whole influencer game and all of that. And we were talking about socials, and it came to ChatGPT, and he was like, well, you can write your scripts in ChatGPT, and you'll give me the whole script and whatever. I'm like, not really. You know, that's just not how it works.
Should I say this?
Yeah,
did I say this?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Bro, I work in real estate and I tried doing that. I asked ChatGPT to give me a script for a property shoot or something, but man, that script was unusable. See, the thing is, you work with people with different cultures and diverse, you know, backgrounds. So words that ChatGPT used in that script doesn't really apply. You know, even though I gave ChatGPT the selling points of the property, but still, I wouldn't use it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something I explained to him as well. Like, if you're trying to tell a story from beginning to end, there's a lot of creativity and sort of curation that comes into writing scripts, a lot of brainstorming and rewriting, re-editing, like even as a person, right? Even if you write a script, it's not going to be your final draft. It goes through so much just to come up with the script that you're finally going to use. So you can't just say, hey, give me a 3-minute script.
It's not like magic that, bruh, my job is done. Here it is.
Exactly. So, I mean, you can use it as a tool to assist you, increase your productivity. But at the end of the day, as far as AI is as of the moment, it can't be used on its own, right? Because at the end of the day, it's still also learning because it's still fairly new. Like, everyone's freaking out, right? Like, oh, it's going to take my job. No, it's not. It might in the way down the line, but it's still trying to learn. It still depends on what you're putting into the program.
Yeah.
With AI, right? Let's say you make an AI that, let's say, it makes you breakfast every morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every morning, it's going to give you eggs and bacon and an orange juice. And later on, when, let's say, you wake up at 12 p.m. where you want like a brunch sort of meal, not really breakfast, it'll still give you breakfast because that's how it was
programmed.
Like, it was programmed to do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's how it was programmed to do. It's just set. It's not based on like your human decisions where it's like, I can filter this now. I can do this now. Change my decisions based on certain situations until it learns, hey, by the way, there is something that we call brunch. So when it reaches 12 p.m., I want you to make this and this and this. It only works based on specific situations. So as of the
and
moment,
based on the data that you feed into it, like, you know,
exactly,
the data sets that it's getting its information from.
100%. So as of the moment, it's still just a tool that can help you get ideas, increase your productivity, but not replace you. That's my take on it.
Because for me, I also use it. I mean, duh. Yeah. I just openly said I use ChatGPT for work. No, please don't get me fired for that. No, but in all seriousness, yes, I do chat. I do use ChatGPT, but I'm use it more of a Google than like copy pasting whatever is on ChatGPT. Like, for example, I want to have a caption for a certain photo that I'm posting on social media. Then I'm getting the ideas from there, then just fixing it and arranging it in a way that will sound okay with the personality of the company, which is not too far from me Googling anyway, doing my research. So what difference does it make in that type of usage? But there are some people, I guess, who just really does copy paste it and doesn't even try to adjust or fix the wordings. Or maybe it's different for art, because art is something that is quite sensitive, I guess, in this topic. Because I see a lot of shows, even on TikTok, there was this viral trend, right, of using the AI art tool where their face gets animated, and it went viral in such a short span of time. So people are using it and people are going crazy over it. And I've also seen a clip of Breaking Bad being turned into an anime. And
I remember Star Wars one.
Yeah, Star Wars. So what do you think about it, Amy?
With things like that, I think when it comes to creativity, you can't just think of things out of the blue. With anything, with any sort of creation, it is based on what your knowledge is, what it is you know. You are sort of an AI in that sense, right? Like, let's say I was born blind, I grew up blind. There is no way in my capacity that I can be creative in the sense where I make a color, for example. Mm-hmm. That is out of my scope, right? So when you talk about creativity, it is also based on the things that you know. So let's say, let's put this in an anime perspective, right? Let's say Goku. If I'm not mistaken, he was inspired by two already existing things, the Monkey King and Superman, and it was combined to make Goku. And it became a whole show. It became Dragon Ball Z. So creativity is still based on things that are already existing, and then you make it into something. With AI, it just narrows things down. It scours the internet, prompted, like with what I saw, make modern anime, Star Wars, whatever, whatever. It gave a few images, and then he narrowed it down further with a certain lighting and blah, blah, blah. So it will give you a base of what you're already looking for, and then you can tamper it in some way. For example, with Corridor Digital, they released a video recently where they used AI to, like, they acted out a short scene, a short movie, and they used AI to make it an anime sort of thing. And then they fixed like all the jitters and the problems that came with using AI, and they fixed it frame by frame. In that sense, it scares animators. I learned how to draw and I learned how to animate with all these years, and now it's just going to be taken over by AI. Yes, it could very well happen, but in the scenario of that video, they still had to fix things frame by frame. They still had to come up with an idea, with a script, and all these things. It's still, again, like, even with creativity, even if it gives us a sort of image that comes out, it's still used as a tool, and it gives you new jobs to work on, right? So they had to fix the jitters, they had to fix things frame by frame. Again, it just increased productivity by narrowing things down. So, like, even when it comes to art, it's just speeding up that process, basically. That's how I see it. But, like, what do you think about how anime and art and all that stuff comes into play with AI.
There's this anime that I've watched last year. I didn't finish it, by the way, but remember Carol and Tuesday?
Yeah, I loved Carol and Tuesday. Yeah.
You've seen it?
Yes.
So remember what was the story? They were living in Mars. And
yes.
All pieces of music were made by AI.
AI, and yeah, exactly.
They even have this, man, that was so good. It's giving me goosebumps now. So like, there was this part where they're saying that most of the musics are now generated by AI. And at the same time, they have perfected this machine wherein it gives you the music that will be popular to the audience or, you know, like will be really catchy. And Carol and Tuesday were like struggling to create their music that is human generated. And at first they were being, oh yeah, human generated. It's not necessarily in that way, but that was the implied meaning of what the people were saying, that don't you have AI to do that for you?
Yeah.
You know? But music is their passion and they really wanted to do it. So what I'm trying to say is there will be a time that maybe in the far future everyone is using AI, but I don't know, I kind of feel scared about it actually, in a sense, because right now, as you have mentioned, it cuts down work and it makes people more productive. But also, what if AI, it reaches a point that it's so perfect that it doesn't really need humans to do the tweaking?
I think I see it as you will always need a human behind it. Again, like with anything, let's say editing softwares, right? Let's say After Effects. You already have After Effects that you can do crazy few effects, you can do motion graphics, you can put plugins, but there are still errors that happen, right? There are new bugs that come into play with new updates. There's always going to be these changes and you always need to fix something. So I don't think it's going to reach a point of super perfection, right? I think you're always going to need a human. And then even at the end of the day, let's say it does reach 100% perfection, the AI is existing to help us in some way or shape
to be used
by a human. And if things are 100% being run by AI, at some point, what if something happens with that AI and you don't teach future generations? Because like, we got so used to like everything being used by AI, we don't even need to like fix AI if there's a bug that happens. And we don't teach our future generations about AI or how to use it. Then what happens?
I even saw this post on Facebook that people are now writing thesis on ChatGPT. And I'm like, what? Seriously? Again, ChatGPT only learns from whatever we give it or from whatever data sets it has. But it cannot discover something that it's not yet known
exactly
to humans, right? So that's one point. But now I have another question. We've been talking about this for quite a few minutes, but do you think AI will take over creative jobs or just in general? Because the reason why I'm asking that is I saw this article that Netflix Japan received flack from the internet, which is, I mean, quite normal. Netizens are always angry about something. But in this sense, they were upset or they were making a fuss about this show, which is called The Dog and the Boy. And it's about, obviously, a dog and a boy. But the background that was used in the show, there was a clip, a 3-minute clip that they are advertising as partly AI generated stuff, which didn't receive a good impression in Japan because people are saying instead of fixing the labor shortage in Japan because of unlawful human rights or whatever practices that you have with current animators, instead of fixing that, you used AI to fix the issue. I mean, we've discussed this in previous episodes that animators are not getting paid well.
Yeah. Yeah,
so they were saying that instead of fixing that issue, they would rather use an AI. So I don't know. What do you think?
I think it still depends. Right now, it could be taking over, let's say, the animator job. Just like the example of like Corridor Digital. Basically, the whole workload of animating was gone, but they still had to fix things frame by frame somehow or something. I think at the moment, it will take over a current job, but it will make way for a new job. Let's say in the past, there were people who rode in carriages and then someone invented a car and it's like, oh, what are we going to do now? You're just going to take over our jobs as like carriage drivers or whatever. But it gave way for people to learn to drive cars and then build different sorts of jobs to the point where now we have stuff like Uber, you know, where you can call a driver with an app. There's always going to be something somehow. I think as of the moment, it might be taking some small things, but it also is probably going to make way for things. And probably even in the future, let's say we live like in a Carol and Tuesday sort of world where basically everyone's using AI. Oh, I want this new track and I'm gonna ask my AI, hey, what's gonna work and all of that stuff. Let's say that happens. When it comes to skills, I think it'll sort of divide, right? Oh, it starts to add this value. If AI is something that's normal and a normal like human run film production is not, wouldn't that be something that's interesting to see? If AI is a norm, right? Oh my God, let's watch this film because it was made completely by traditional means, by a full production of people. It might add a new value to human labor.
I'm still thinking about that. But you know, I remember there was this episode in Carol and Tuesday that they bought this camera, which is the AI superpowered director, which will make video so good, you know? So I'm just imagining, maybe in the future it will happen, you know? But yeah, it makes sense that, who knows, maybe again, in the future, you will see shows that will be advertised as made by humans. But another thing is, remember, on that clip that you've shown me, I forgot what it's called, but they were also showing there that even though they were using AI, you still had to give it the data. So they still had to take photos of them with different costumes, still copying human face. I think it will still be limited to that in a sense. You can just give it an art style to copy. But still, I don't know. I feel I'm kind of 50-50 on this part.
Yeah.
Just because it affects... I know a lot of artists and even script writers, film directors. I mean, you work in creative. You know this better than me, I guess. So I don't know. I'm just still kind of 50-50 on that when it comes to giving importance to the artwork that is made by a human mind.
Well, I guess... it goes back to, for me, how creativity is based off of things that's already pre-existing in your mind. It just filters it down. It gives you ideas based on what you already have in mind and you already know, and then gives it to you. And I think at the same time, I don't think people will stop learning how to do these things either. I don't think we're going to stop learning how to write a thesis, for example. I don't think schools are going to do that, because how would you teach an AI in the future what a good thesis is if you yourself don't know? Because it's still based on human input. So I think it'll come to a point where we have to, as a human race, figure out what is morally right and what is legally wrong in terms of the usage of AI, and then find that balance and just keep it at that.
But you know, when you say balance, not everyone will follow the balance or the rules, you know. People will always do something stupid, because I mean, you know, we're humans. And another thing that I wanted to point out, actually, since we were talking about animators, creatives, or directors and jobs, I remember there was this article that I've read about Hayao Miyazaki. So obviously he's the co-owner of the Studio Ghibli and Japan's leading animation studio. So he is in disdain about this generative AI stuff. And he said that humans are losing faith in ourselves, or we are losing faith in ourselves in that sense. And even said that, and I quote, "I would never wish to incorporate this technology into my work at all. I strongly feel that this is an insult to life itself."
That's a fair thing to say. Like, again, I think I said it earlier, where things might end up being divided of, hey, this is like a full human production. It just gives new market to different things, right? You can get into the AI field, or you can get into the human sort of touch field where it has its own value. And I think as humans, we're always going to look for something with a human touch, right? It's like those, you know, when you call for customer service and then an AI answers and then you're just pissed off because you want to talk to a human being. It's like, press one. No, I don't want to press one. I want to talk to someone. So,
are you talking about that certain bank's
voice? Oh, yes. But it's no longer her. They have a male voice now.
They have you guys live in Dubai, you know. I hate that.
No,
sorry. Now another thing that I wanted to mention is about copyright. So again, remember I mentioned as well that Breaking Bad was turned into an anime. But it's not perfect, 100% perfect. Do you think the opinion of the original artist will matter when someone uses AI to make another work of art based on their creation?
It might matter, right? Like, as an artist, it might matter. But then, at the same time, hasn't that always been happening in history where it's sort of, it's an issue? Or it's an issue or not an issue based on if it is inspired by or completely copied, right? Like, let's say I make a music piece and it sounds exactly like Taylor Swift's song, then there's like an issue, right? Yeah, there's a whole copyright issue. But if I mix different musics and different genres from different eras, and if I'm using, let's say, a certain line and tune, the exact same one in that song, and I reach out to that artist and they give the approval, and, you know, it's fine. So I think it's all dependent on how it's being used. If the artist gives permission to the source material, like, yeah, sure, use AI to make an animation for another Star Wars sequel, okay? Like, mm-hmm. let's say Disney's like, yeah, it's fine, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Then there shouldn't be an issue because, again, like, creativity being filtered and narrowed down. Yeah. And I think, yeah, that's where it is.
I agree with that. And also, I wanted to add that, is there anything original at this point? Like, exactly. purely original, like, 100% from your brain only without being influenced by anything. And aside from that, I don't think AI can generate a whole story. Like, for example, if I ask AI to generate, put together Son Goku and Superman, it will give me a totally different story. And I don't know, I just really feel like writers and directors have a really wonderful brain that even AI cannot copy. Again, when we saw that video of that guy animating himself, like his team animating him, they had to put images. But what if Hayao Miyazaki's movies, he uses flowers, animals, and whatever. I don't think, as of the stage that we have AI right now, I don't think they can do that. And I remember seeing photographs as well on Facebook of AI-generated quote-unquote human being photos, or human beings were photographed in a AI generated stuff, and it doesn't look human at all.
Yeah.
And then there was this one comment that says, "It's always the hands. The hands.
If you- it's always the hands. It's your normal so edit. It's always the hands."
And they said that even AI cannot fix human hands or cannot do human hands. And that was just like a funny thing to me. Now, last point that I want to talk about is, what do you think will be the future of gaming and anime?
I think. Maybe, for me, I think it goes two ways. We're either Carol and Tuesday or Cyberpunk, right? it's either or. Like, and I'm thinking, like, way into the future. Maybe we are no longer alive by that time. But because, especially, like, with music is the easiest thing to make into AI because it follows a certain structure and all of that stuff. So maybe we are using AI as tools to connect to other people and using it as our means of being creative further, or it is something that's implanted in our brains to help improve what we already can do. At the end of the day, even as humans, we want to improve on our own, and we love technology, and we love having technology on us. We have phones that we keep on our pocket. If we had the Google glasses, which wasn't allowed, which was banned, we would have all bought that. That's the thing, because we love having technology with us, on us, and probably in the future it'll be implanted in us because we're going to use it to help us itself. So I mean, that's how I see the future of AI. But like as of now, like currently, it's still on its baby stages and we're still trying to use it and we're still trying to find the right balance of rules and how to use it. And it's still learning at this stage. Mm-hmm. So, but like way into the future, we're either Carol and Tuesday or Cyberpunk. But what about you? What do you think?
I'm still torn, actually. Honestly, I think a lot of content that we have right now came from great minds, and I'm just trying to think if it will be 100% AI generated in the future. I mean, who will operate these machines? And I'm only more concerned about the animation stuff because obviously I'm worried for my animator friends. It's art for a living, so I'm just torn.
Yeah,
because of that, which I still don't see the benefit of it. I mean, I do use ChatGPT, hello. but I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me. And I remember there was a controversy where AI-generated art copied some elements of art from Yoshitaka Amano from Final Fantasy. He's an artist from Final Fantasy and incorporated it with someone else. And I was just, I don't know what to feel about this. So, yeah. I mean, not blatant, but it's in a way sort of just copying his work.
Yeah.
I'm really torn. I already was convinced that, yeah, no one is really 100% original at this point. But, you know, like the personality, the way of doing the art, that's his signature art. So it will just be copied by AI. I kind of felt sad about it.
I mean, let's say even like the great artists of history, right? Like you take Van Gogh or Da Vinci or something. Like people will try to replicate their art and try to make new art out of it. And this specific artist has their signature art. In the future, we would still need people to make their own sort of signature art for AI to even know that sort of thing even exists. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to stop people from learning how to draw and make art because you never know what the human mind can come up with and how AI can help further that or replicate that or whatever.
I don't know. I just have this feeling that I don't want to generalize any generation, but...
No, I think we're thinking the same.
Yeah. Like, you can definitely see the difference in how generations think. This generation think this way. We think this way. The next generation think this way. So, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. Imagine one small thing between our generations is that when you ask a millennial to mimic someone calling them on the phone, how would they do it in their hand? Like this. But if you're asking a Gen Z to do that, it will be like this. Hello? I just hope that human beings will put AI into good use and not to abuse it, which I doubt is going to happen. So,
I think there will be...
sure that there will be some people who will try to abuse AI.
I think at some point there will come a day where like there are legislations towards sort of things. And I think even currently now there are countries that are banning ChatGPT and stuff. I'm not so sure. But
really?
Yeah, I think so. Actually, no, let's search now.
But you know, I remembered what I wanted to say. Imagine how great human minds are. They can foresee things like, now we're talking about Carol on Tuesday, right? Mm. It was done by... I think the same writer of Cowboy Bebop, but imagine how creative their mind is that they managed to somehow predict that in the future, everything will be made by AI.
Yeah, definitely.
Cyberpunk. So, yeah, that's just a product of human mind. And again, it's not something that AI can replicate. Even I'm thinking, how can an AI replicate Witcher 3 from scratch? Like The Witcher. The idea, the concept behind it, the great minds that thought about the plot holes. It will not make sense to a regular human being if you just put it in ChatGPT and leave it as it is.
You can't just say, make me an Oscar award-winning movie and then it'll...
Yeah, give me the script from A to Z. You know, with the set, timestamps, what to shoot, location. And it'll be like, man, I'm out of here.
I quit.
So yeah.
It has specific functions and limitations as well. So based on what a human can think of and do and input into it.
Anything else that you want to add for this episode?
I'm actually surprised. I want to point out that we actually put the same sort of prompt on ChatGPT and we had different answers. So, you know, because I was thinking like, hey, you know, like that's one way to not be original, right? If everyone puts the exact same prompt, will there be and ChatGPT just gives the same copy-paste answer, exact same person. Okay, so I know that's not original, but I'm surprised it actually gave a different answer. Mm-hmm. So I guess it has a sort of, okay, I gave this answer to someone already.
At least it's smart enough to not get us into trouble.
But I think that's it for now. The future of AI is sort of something that is definitely a controversial topic as of now, but it's here to stay, or at least develop in some sort of way. And probably at some point, legislations and whatever will come about what can and can't be done. And even if it does become prevalent, I think there will always be a sort of human touch to things, I think.
Yeah, of course.
At the end of the day.
There always has to be personality,
Yes, 100%.
We cannot relate to AI, bro. I mean,
exactly.
This written content that AI gave us just now, it's not something that human beings will be able to relate to 100%. And the reason why we watch podcasts, we watch a lot of TikToks is because we can relate to human beings.
Yeah, different opinions, you know? Different ways of talking. Even if you take, let's say, Mr. Beast, for example, right? His videos are like $1,000 to whoever can win the Squid Game game or whatever. An AI can't be...
Think of
like,
that.
You would still need humans to participate. You would still need humans to build that sort of production
content,
needed for the... You know what I mean? There will always be elements of humanity in there because at the end of the day, it's what we're looking for. And I think we should strive to not be lazy and fully use AI and just be like, okay, like here it is, it's done. And use it as a tool and as a means to add value to what our work currently is.
I agree.
I think that's it for today's episode. Let me know what you guys think about AI and how you think the future of AI will be at the comment section down below. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel and continue watching our content. And we do have guests coming for our future episodes. Probably not big game developers. Maybe not. We don't know what the future holds. Even AI can't predict that. So let's see. So don't forget to follow me at AskTelavistaAmy and follow our socials at Arara Podcast. And do you have anything to plug, Vivs?
So yeah, just follow me on my Instagram at VivsBlackMage. I might not start streaming on Twitch. And again, for our Filipino viewers, you guys can check me out every Sunday on the Game Silog Show. It's called Topic Topic. And we discuss anything and everything. everything under the sun. So see you guys there.
So yeah, thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.